Happy Thanksgiving, America, and welcome to the Chance Beneath Project, Episode 2. So what is this and why are you here? Well, this podcast will debut a bunch of new tracks every month commissioned by me from 120 sound artists around the world. These new works are based on only one single parameter, which is to make use of a cassette tape loop unique to every artist that has been cut from my extended piece, Chance Beneath the Bed of the Furnace Brook, as source material. That's an earful. This podcast is themed, which means every episode will explore the newly published works from a specific angle of interest. In total, you're going to hear 120 new audio pieces by your favorite artists, debuted in delightful little monthly bouquets, and the best part is, it's all free. The tracks included in this podcast will be streamable forever via Bandcamp and on the project's website. And as this project is supported by Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, you can also hear every episode both on air as well as online at wavefarm.org. You can find out more info at chancebeneath.net, or if info, quote unquote, isn't your thing and you just want to hear the music without me or anyone else talking at you, you can do that as well at chancebeneath.net. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it. Episode 2. Brokenness and Glitch. This month, we're listening to works that explore the concepts of broken and fragmented sound. Some of these tracks make use of glitch in a way that breaks the sound of the loop or added tracks down. Others add broken elements to create dissonance or splintering throughout the overall work. Some artists play with the loop in a live performance setting, while others subject them to heavy processes of editing. I want to start off with four straight pieces that glitch out pretty nicely. Here are Montrealers Emily Payard and Steph Colburn. And then we're going to hear from Tamara Lorenz from the Cologne-based group Sculptress of Sound. And finally, we'll hear from Stefano Piglia from Bologna. Thank you. We just heard Going Backwards, Stefano Pilia, and prior to that, Tamara Lorenz, both of whom have created tracks that literally break down the sound into fragments with shifting delay modulations. And prior to that, we heard Steph Colburn, and to start off the set, Emily Payard, both really glitchy, just total badass. Now, here's a bunch of works that present a totally different feeling of brokenness. And this is perhaps a little bit less literal, but it's amusing that all three of these tracks contain these sort of churning, motoric loops at the start, not entirely unlike the motor sounds we heard in Steph Colburn's piece moments ago. Now we're going to enjoy Vitor Joachim, James Murray, and Knut Offerman. Thank you. Welcome back. We just heard the tumultuous building of Knut Offerman, the airy drones of James Murray, and to start that series, the Porto-based improviser Vitor Joachim. It was kind of funny to notice how similar all those tracks started out when I was going through the submissions, but they really do get taken to distinctly faraway places. It's pretty cool. I wanted to include that trio in this particular episode because there's something about the pitter-patter of those opening loops and how they play off the looping quality of the cassette tape that creates a pretty disjointed end result. The loops sound like motors, whatever they are, but they're sonically displayed as kind of like misfiring or fizzling out somehow. They don't sound healthy, that's for sure. Okay, moving on. So this last series is actually what inspired the theme of this episode. We're going to hear a few live jams, starting out with the Orchestra of Broken Instruments, led by Mikey Kirkpatrick, then to the Dead Rat Orchestra, led by Nathaniel Robin Mann, and finally a very fragmented cassette performance with voice by Helga Fasanaki.
Thank you.
So we've just heard the final tracks of this episode from conceptual sound artist Helga Fasanaki, and before that, two British sonic explorers slash composers slash folk singers, very similar dudes, Nathaniel Robin Mann and Mikey Kirkpatrick, who plays as Bird Radio. Both of these artists basically hit play on the cassette in a live show and jammed out to the tape loop in various ways. So Mikey actually uses broken objects and instruments in his performance, but what I think happens here is that since the loop is endless and constant, those random bursts of acoustic sound that join in sort of draw our attention on and off the loop itself. So it kind of breaks up the experience of that fluidity. And it's actually the opposite with Fasanaki's piece, as she fragments the loop and then introduces her long sustained vocal tones as a way of replacing that missing sustain. All right, so that wraps up this episode, and thanks for listening. This has been episode 2 of The Chance Beneath Project. See you next time.